कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 एवरीबॉडी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा गाय घोरा मधुर स्वरे गाय घोरा मधुर स्वरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा गाय गौरा गृहे तको वने तको सदा हरि भोले तको गृहे तको सुखे दुखे भूलो ना को वदने हरि नाम करो रे सुखे दुखे ओ ना को वदने हरि गाय गौरम मधुर स्वरे गाय गौरम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 रामो राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण गाय गौर मधुर शरे गाय गौर माया जाले बदा होए आचमीचे का जालोए माया जाल आचमीचे एकोन चेतना पे राधा मदना बोलो रे एकोन चेतना पे राधा गाय गौरा मधुर सरे गाय गौरा जीवाना होइलो शे बाजिले ऋषि के जीवने ना बाजिले ऋषि के भक्ति विनोदोपदेशक बार नाम रसमतोरे भक्ति विनोदोपदेश एक बार नाम रसम तोरे गाय गौरा मधुर सरे गाय गौरा हरे कृष्णो कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम गाय गौरा मधुर सरे गाय गौरा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा जय नित्याय गौरंगा नित्याय गौरंगा नित्याय गौरंगा गौर हरि नित्याय गौरंगा नित्याय गौरंगा जय प्रभुपदा 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 जय प्रभुपदा जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवजकाचार्य स्तोत्र सत श्री श्रीमद इज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की शील प्रभुपाद की जय शील प्रभुपाद की जय ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാരാസ് ബിഹാരി ലളിത വിശാഖാജിക്ക് ജയ്. ശ്രീ ശ്രീ സീതാറാം ലക്ഷ്മണ ഹനുമാനിക്ക് ജയ്. ശ്രീ ശ്രീ ഗൗർനിതായ്ക്ക് ജയ്. ശ്രീ ഹരിനാം സങ്കീർത്തൻ കി ജയ്. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ മഹാമന്ത്രക്ക് ജയ്. നിതായ ഗൗർ പ്രേമാനന്ദി. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, Shri Guru Nanak. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Text number, sir? Chapter number? Chapter number?
28. ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായാം. ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായാം. ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായാം. Chapter 28 and text 44. That's what I was thinking. It's not 4. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28. Puranjana becomes a woman in next life. Text 44. ചീരവാസ പ്രതക്ഷമാ വേണിഭൂതശിരോരുഹാ വേണിഭൂതശിരോരുഹാ ബബാവുപ പഥിം ശാന്താ ശിഖാ ശാന്തമിവാനലം ശാന്തമിവാനലം. ചീരവാസാവ്രതക്ഷമാ ചീരവാസാവ്രതക്ഷമാ വേണിഭൂതശിരോരുഹാ വേണിഭൂതശിരോരുഹാ ബബാവുപപതിം ശാന്താ ബബാവുപപതിം ശാന്താ ശിഖാ ശാന്തിമിവാനലം ശിഖാ ശാന്തിമിവാനലം. ചീരവാസാവ്രതക്ഷാമാ വേണിഭൂതശിരോരുഹാ ബബാവുപപതിം ശാന്താ ശിഖാ ശാന്തിമിവാനലം. ചിരാവാസവ്രതക്ഷാമാ വേണിഭൂതശിരോരുഹാ ബബാവുപപതിം ശാന്താ ശിഖാ ശാന്തം ഇവാനലം. ചീരവാസാവ്രതക്ഷാമാ വേണിഭൂതശിരോരുഹാ ബബാവുപപതിം ശാന്താ ശിഖാ ശാന്തം വിവാനലം. ചിരവാസവ്രതക്ഷാമാ വേണിഭൂതശിരോരുഹാ ബബാവുപപതിം ശാന്താ ശിഖാ ശാന്താമിവാനലം. ക്ഷീരവാസ വൃതക്ഷാമ ഭൂത ശിരോരുഹ ബബാവുപശിം ശാന്ത ശിഖാ ശാന്തം ഇവാനലം ക്ഷാമ വേണിഭൂത ശിരോരുഹാ ബഭൂപതിം ശാന്ത ശിഖാ ശാന്തമിവാനലം മദേഴ്സ് ക്ഷീരവാസ വൃതക്ഷാമ വേണിഭൂത ശിരോരുഹാ ബഭാവപതിം ശാന്ത ശിഖാ ശാന്തം ഇവാനലം ക്ഷീരവാസ വൃതക്ഷാമ വേണിഭൂത ശിരോരുഹാ ബഭാവപതിം ശാന്ത ശിഖാ ശാന്തം ഇവാനലം ക്ഷീരവാസ വെയറിംഗ് ഓൾഡ് ഗാർമെന്റ്സ് വൃതക്ഷാമ ലീൻ ആൻഡ് തിൻ ഓൺ അക്കൗണ്ട് ഓഫ് ഓസ്റ്റിരിറ്റീസ് വേണിഭൂത എൻടാംഗിൾഡ് ശിരോർഹ ഹർ ബഭൗ ശിശോൻ ഉപപതിം near the husband shanta peaceful shika flames shantam without being agitated eva like analam fire translation and purport by his divine grace AC Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki translation the daughter of king Vidarbha wore old garments and she was lean and thin because of her vows of austerity since she did not arrange her hair it became entangled and twisted in locks although she remained always near her husband she was as silent and unagitated as the flame of an undisturbed fire please repeat the daughter of king Vidarbha wore old garments and she was lean and thin because of her vows of austerity since she did not arrange her hair it became entangled and twisted in locks although she remained always near her husband she was as silent and unagitated as the flame of an undisturbed fire purport when one begins to burn firewood there is smoke and agitation in the beginning although there are so many disturbances in the beginning once the fire is completely set the firewood burns steadily similarly when both husband and wife follow the regulative principles of austerity they remain silent and are not agitated by sex impulses at such a time both husband and wife are benefited spiritually one can attain this stage of life by completely giving up a luxurious mode of life. Prabhupada says one can attain this stage of life by completely giving up luxurious mode of life. In this verse, the word Kshiravasa refers to very old torn garments. The wife especially should remain austere, not desiring luxurious dresses and living standards. She should accept only the bare necessities of life and minimize her eating and sleeping. There should be no question of mating. By engaging in the service of her exalted husband, who must be a pure devotee, the wife will never be agitated by sex impulses. Jai Shri Shri Gaurnitai Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Lalita Vishaka Ji Ki. Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, simply by engaging in the service of her exalted husband, who must be a pure devotee, the wife will never be agitated by sex impulses. The Vanaprastha stage is exactly like this. Although the wife remains with the husband, she undergoes severe austerities and penances, so that although both husband and wife live together, there is no question of sex. In this way, both husband and wife can live together perpetually. Since the wife is weaker than the husband, this weakness is expressed in this verse with the words upapatim. Upa means near to or almost equal to. Upa means near to or almost equal to. Being a man, the husband is generally more advanced than his wife, if he is following spiritual life. Nonetheless, that's what Prabhupada says generally. Anyway, nonetheless, the wife is expected to give up all luxurious habits. She should not even dress nicely or comb her hair. Hair combing is one of the main businesses of women. In the Vanaprastha stage of life, the wife should not take care of her hair. Thus her hair will become tangled in knots. Consequently, the wife will no longer be attractive to the husband, and she herself will no longer be agitated by sex impulses. In this way, both husband and wife can advance in spiritual consciousness. This advanced stage is called Paramahamsa stage. And once it is obtained, both husband and wife can actually be liberated from bodily consciousness. If the disciple remains steady in the service of the spiritual master, he need no longer fear falling down into the clutches of Maya. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Dese Tarane Sri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Makhim Dadati Supatantikam Vancha Kalpatarobhyascha Kripasindubhye Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So, whether one is married or unmarried or brahmachari, they are not one and the same, being unmarried and being brahmachari, or vanaprastha or sannyas, everybody has got one wife. Everybody has got in the material world. And who is that wife? No. She is mother. She is mother. Exactly. We have got the mind. You see? The mind is very close to us, and everything expresses out of the mind. Therefore, when Arjuna asked Krishna, who is a yogi? Krishna said, Prajahati Yada Kaman Sarvan Partha Manogatan. Completely, all desires which are born of the mind must be given up. All, not one or two. How is that possible? Right? Mind seems to have, not seems to have, it has billions and trillions and billions and trillions of desires. So, the process of Krishna consciousness is very different from the other paths of yoga, because in Krishna consciousness, you can give up all mental desires in one stroke. It is possible. That Prabhupada indicates in the very last sentence of this purport, so we'll come to that. It's not such a simple thing. It is sublime. It is simple but sublime. So the yogis, the others, they are actually trying to control the mind by various processes of either trying to fulfill the mind or by rejecting the mind. Bhoga and Tyaga is there. So the karmis are hoping that by indulging the mind in its desires, we will become free of it. They have no other way. You see? It's just like a baby who is indulged by the parents. The baby knows whenever it cries, parents will give whatever they want. If that is the case, he knows, I just have to cry. So the mind gets accustomed. Oh, I know, whatever I want, then this fellow will cooperate with me. You see? So, that process, King Ayati said, after he came back, after long years of enjoyment, he got his old age, then he took from his son young age and he went to the forest, and when he came back he said, this business of trying to fulfill the material desires by indulging in them, he was a king. In other words, not only he had actually very great power, I mean desires, but he also had the power to fulfill them. You see, the Kshatriya kings, they were not only Maharathis who could kill thousands of people in the battlefield, but they could also have hundreds of wives. Wow, they were powerful. You see, hundreds and thousands of wives in Satyuga. You see? So, but even for them, 16,108 is a big number, very big number, even for them. So, he came in Dwaraka Yuga, Krishna. So, if he had come in Satya Yuga, that number would have been much, much, much bigger. It is described, like I said, in the spiritual world, the smallest group of gopis is 4 billion in number. 4 billion in number, smallest group of gopis. Like that, there are unlimited trillions of gopi groups. And Krishna actually enchants all of them. It's not a simple thing, God. So, therefore He is known as Krishna. We just say Krishna, and we also know Sarvam Akarshayati Iti Krishna. But, we must know what that means, Sarvam Akarshayati Iti Krishna. Anyway, that was a deviation from the topic of Krishna consciousness. So we'll come back to Krishna consciousness. Because for us, we got to understand these things first. Very important. So, why did I go to the kings? I don't even know what I was. Huh? Yayati came and said, he has enjoyed. And he said, I'm sorry, my dear son, I have realized now that trying to fulfill the material desires and hope for the mind to subside is exactly like putting ghee into fire. And it will only increase it, never decrease it. No man or woman has ever conquered material senses by satisfying them.
You see, it's not possible. The senses by their very nature cannot be satisfied by us. The senses can only be satisfied when they engage in the service of Krishna. This is a science. That's an amazing fact. You see, if I actually try to use this eye to see beautiful buildings or beautiful nature or, you know, beautiful babies like that, my eye will never be satisfied. I, which is a material thing, meaning this eye, or my skin, or my tongue, but the same eyes, when they are used to look at Krishna, they are satisfied. How? That is, we have to meditate on it. What does it mean for a material thing to be satisfied? Can we say that this table is less satisfied if you put a book of Shakespeare on it? And is more satisfied if you put Bhagavatam on it? Answer is yes, on the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam. How is that possible? If we don't understand that, we don't know philosophy. We may say whatever, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Uttamam. Yeah, but what does it mean? So this is art, to learn to stop, pause and think. Do I understand any of the words that Srila Prabhupada is speaking? It's a great art, you see. So anyway, I don't want to go into that. Then it will go into quantum physics or something. So, but the point is, we can meditate on that. You know. So this is, so therefore, this material energy is not just some casual thing to be dealt with. So beyond the karmis are the jnanis. The jnanis are actually trying to acquire knowledge with a view to put an end to the miseries of material existence. Prabhupada says that is the definition of jnana. So when we are trying to understand about Krishna and we are trying to understand about his various energies, we are not indulging in jnana. We are indulging in bhakti. Exactly like if the devotees are collecting money, Lakshmi, for the temple, they are not engaging in karma. That will be an offense to think like that. Oh, he is just a karmi, that's why he is collecting. So it will be foolish and dangerously offensive to say, oh, he is just, you know, trying to acquire knowledge about Krishna, he is a jnani. No, that is different. But when one is acquiring knowledge with a view to put an end to material miseries, that is called jnana. Are you following? Just like if a thief is trying to find out where the owner of the house has got money, that's not, you know, that is illegal. But if a wife wants to know where the necklaces are so she can clean it, or whatever it is, our husband, where he has put the, where is how to open the safe so she can clean it and reclose it, then that's service. The thief wants to know where he has kept the, how to open the locker, he's not going to put the money back. So the business of the materialistic jnanis is to understand this material nature so that they can actually achieve their own purposes. And they also cannot achieve fulfillment. Then there are the yogis, who are actually trying to entirely give up the material existence. And they also only achieve a temporary position. We know that. Arushya Krichirina Param Padam Padantiyada. So Krishna consciousness is not all these processes, which are extremely long, tortuous, arduous, and mostly guaranteed not to have success. Therefore Krishna says, very rarely, Bhagunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan means it includes everything. Karmavan, isn't it? Ashtangavan, everybody is included in it. So they are, rarely he says, Bhagunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Mam Prabhatite Vasudevam Sarvam Iti Samahatma Sudurlabaha. Such a person is very rare who by these other processes somehow comes, and even then it means he has come in touch with a pure devotee. But when Prabhupada says that Krishna consciousness is like an elevator, it means if you came in touch with a pure devotee, you can directly actually ascend to the path, because that process is something very sublime. We are going to get into that in a moment. And by that process, you can instantly give up all the desires in one single stroke, in 1 second. That is Krishna consciousness. So how to reach that position of Krishna consciousness? So we will discuss a little bit about that. Exactly like if you are trying to push a car, it's a very difficult process. But if you sit in the car and you turn the key, boom, it starts and goes. So Krishna consciousness is the key that turns the process of liberation instantly. So what is that key? We must know that. If we do not know that key, then we can go on for a long time and we will not experience actually how I am in no way connected to this mind and its desires. But in any case, coming back to this verse, so we'll talk, if I forget to talk about this key, remind me, usually I forget. I'll go from one point to another. But, so Krishna consciousness is that process. It also has stages. You see? Although it is designated as Daivi Varnashrama Dharma, consisting of this Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas, the essential principles are the same, exactly the same. There is no difference at all. This has to be understood. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada writes that one need not wonder whether one should remain a brahmachari or enter grihastha life. This is one of the major questions that every brahmachari faces. Whether I should get married or not, isn't it? And the grihasthas always face another question, whether I should get remarried or not. In this way it goes. So the point is that Prabhupada says in the next sentence that one should simply find out for each varna, each ashrama, what are the rules and regulations, and one should simply follow it. That's all. And they are exactly the same, equally hard or equally easy. You see? So, in the material world, you see, because the processes are different, because they are all meant for different things. Isn't it? Just like if you want to carry a small amount of prasadam, you can just carry it in a spoon. But if you want to carry a bucket of prasadam, then you put it on small wheels and carry. You roll them around. And if you want a huge pot of prasadam to be carried, then you need many men and you have to put it. But the principle is the same. So if you are a brahmachari, you have to control 6 senses. How many? 6 senses. And if you become a grihastha, you have to control? How many? 6. Then it's very unlikely you will remain. So you have to know, you have to control 12 senses. Yours and your wife's. Yeah, not 6, it's not. And after some time you have to control 18 senses. The first child, and then 24, second sense. So the senses are becoming more and more to be controlled. So the process is more regulated. It's more regulated. But we should not for a moment think that the process of Krishna consciousness is any less rigorous than the process of Ashtanga Yoga. You see? And the Goswamis showed that by example. They did not stay under the same tree for more than 3 days. Nor did they take more than a little bit of, you know, palmful of prasadam. So we are not to think that it is for the Goswamis, for us it is. No, we are all supposed to become Goswamis. And in whatever stage of life we remain, brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, actually, we have to be, sthaneshtita. You have to perform the same thing. So vanaprastha life particularly is being described here. It is more, it has got more rules than sannyas. It's more strict. Why? Because they have entered into grastha life. And those things are there in the mind. This is a process. We cannot concoct it. Prabhupada says a must. It's a must. And Prabhupada very nicely describes, in this kind of purpose, Prabhupada is always a little extra humorous. Extra. So he describes in great detail, what are the kinds of things women like to do. But they are very true. He says, adjusting their hair and combing it is always one of their main businesses. Of course, many women nowadays don't have much hair, but that's a different matter. But in the olden days, it was considered a sign of beauty for a woman. And why in vanaprastha life there should be absolutely no sex? Because the only purpose of sex life is to create children. So the main business of our spiritual, married life is to produce children, not to have sex. Sex is incidental. That means, in order to produce a child, there are things that you need to do that are more important than having sex. Do you understand the point? That, if you want to have sex, all you have to do is to have sex. And the children is a byproduct. But if you want to produce children, then you have to do many other things other than having sex. That's the last thing. So it is said that at least one year before they plan to have a child in the human form of life, one must plan. That's called family planning. Vedic family planning is that 1 year before you start and you travel to various temples and you pray, and in whatever temple finally the child is conceived, the deity's name is given. Even my father did that. We were 11 children and, 7 brothers. Everybody's name was, some temple he visited. Swaminarayan, Devarajan, Satagopan, like that. So names were given. Only my name was demigod name. Ravi, I don't know how, but doesn't make a difference. But the point is that I'm saying that even we could see it when we were young. Now I'm past 60, but when I was a child, I've seen these things. I have even seen in our family circles, husband and wife, husband coming and both in the morning 10 o'clock when all the elders are sitting to offer obeisance, young husband and wife, and they will say, today we have decided to try and have a child, please bless us. It's planned. That's called family planning, not unplanned. Like one devotee told me in America that he, so in his school, when he was 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, the teacher was speaking about Buffalo Bill, who was an old West personality. And he said, my father has seen him. And the teacher said, Avery, do you know when Buffalo Bill lived? He said, I don't know. He said, your father couldn't have seen. He was only 5 years old. He lived a long time ago, 90 years ago. He said, no, my father has seen because he told me. So then when he went home, he told his father, didn't you say you have seen Buffalo Bill? He said, yes. My teacher says he couldn't have seen. He said, what does she know? His father was 90 years old. And he was born, he said, when his mother and father were so tired of taking care of their 8 children, they went on a vacation and he was conceived. So that's not family planning. So he says it was a mistake. Most times people say, oh, really? You're pregnant? Wow! How did that happen? What do you mean, how did that happen? No. In the Vedic thing, they know. And so when they actually try for a baby, they will get it 100%. And on that particular day, they do yajnas throughout the day. And Prabhupada said that can be replaced by 50 rounds of chanting by husband and wife. You see? And it's just only one day, you try and the same. That's, you get a child. So when such a child is born, then it has such perfect karma that it will be a great pleasure bringing him up. Everything will be automatic. You see? There is no more tapasya you have to do. This is the tapasya you have to do before conceiving a child. Afterwards, the child is so great. So I give the example, I can repeat. Like husband and wife, they can only bring together to make the body. The husband and wife, they make the body. The soul has to come according to the quality of the body you make. If the husband and wife combine in the mode of ignorance after taking drinks and drugs, then the child will come from lower planet. The husband and wife combine in passion after going to disco, dancing, seeing cinema, then it will be from middle planets. And if they combine in this way, then the soul will come from heavenly planets. Exactly like a building contractor, if he builds a one-bedroom house, a millionaire is not going to come and buy it. So the husband and wife have to try to prepare a body that is worthy of a very qualified being coming. And when he comes, no problem. That's like Madhvacharya. When he was a child, he went to school first day, and he went second day, third day, he told his mother, I can't go to the school again. Mother said, why? He said, because the teacher second day repeated what he heard in the first day. Said, waste of time for me. That's all. He was only a four-year-old boy. That's called child. He can give you infinite. Now, so if you say, whatever you describe is so troublesome, Prabhu, who is going to do that? It's all very difficult. Then throughout the life, you'll have troublesome. When the boy is 4 years old only, you'll get telephone call from the principal. Your son beat, you know, another boy. He stole everybody's lunch, and then he was, you know, doing this, he was doing that, and then it will turn into, it will go like that. There is some famous O. Henry story, I think. Once one painter wanted to paint the most sinful man, right? Then he went and searched and searched and searched, and finally he found one guy who had done some 80 murders or something. This is for a competition. And then he found him and he said, this guy is the most ugliest sinful person, I should paint him. And as he was painting and talking, he found out that this is the same guy that he painted as a baby and got the prize for the most beautiful looking baby. And the whole story goes like that. It ends like that. So, you see. So, these are the things that you have to do in order to produce a child. And if you do these things perfectly, you don't even need a wife to produce a child. Drona was, you know, born. All of you know how he was born. You see, because his father was actually taking bath in a holy river and some apsaras went by. Apsaras is not an ordinary person. We can't even see them. But he saw because he was a great sage, and then he was suddenly, in a very unlikely manner, he got attracted by her, and there was actually a discharge, and he was such a powerful sage that he just caught it in a droni, you know, a wooden, you know, there's a mud pot piece. And it became two children, Drona and his sister. They don't need the female womb's protection to grow. They're powerful. And there is a saying, kahavat, that the rishi's womb, the rishi, when he impregnates, the baby will be born within a few hours. And you will see that in the case of Devahuti too. She got seven or nine daughters from Kardama Muni, and they were born next day morning. In Tamil we have that kahavat, Rishipindam Ratangadu. Overnight it will be born. So powerful such people are there. Once Prabhupada writes that Vishwamitra, when he was walking by, he saw a coconut and he said, why not I produce a life out of coconut? Why should there be a woman? And he produced. Because they know how to manipulate matter. They are very powerful personalities. You see? So it is not just a simple joke to say that the least required thing in order to produce a child is sex. What is required to produce the children are more different things that have to be done. And people don't even know that. You see? In the modern times, even if you want to become a sweeper in municipality, you have to have some qualification. You know that you have to be plus two, passed. Even for being a sweeper nowadays, they have made it like that. But to be married, there is no other qualification than simply that you want to marry. There are no qualifications at all. Is there any qualification? People may say you should study or this or that. But legally in the government, there is no qualification for actually getting married. Whereas you have to be qualified, not only qualified, highly qualified. So that example was set by Manu himself. When Manu took his daughter, Devahuti, and he went actually to find a husband. He didn't find, he was a king. And he had a multi-storied building. High skyscrapers he had. And when Devahuti used to play with ball on the penthouse floor, one demigod was flying by. From the plane he saw the beauty of Devahuti. Maybe effulgent from many millions of miles direction. Don't think that he needed to use a binocular. No. He saw. And he was so stunned, and that guy is a demigod. And he was so stunned by her beauty that he fell off the plane. And it became a big joke in demigod circles. That, oh, that guy, did you know what happened? He was flying and he fell off the plane because he was so, bewildered. It is described that Mother Devahuti, when she was getting married to Kardama Muni, Agni personally came in the sacrifice to take the offering. And when he saw her, even he forgot to take the offering. Yes. Not an ordinary personality, Mother Devahuti. And then she was married. To who? To one young boy, Kardama Muni, who had only one heart. And he was sitting there only meditating. But Manu said, he is the best. So that is why Manu Samhita is there. This is all set up. These examples are set up. It is not like sometimes people say, we were going to give our girl to one boy, very well qualified and everything, and then he became Hare Krishna devotee, so we decided not to give. It's not like then they should. Of course, this is not a message for all the brahmacharis to start expecting Manu to drive up to their doorstep. That's not the point. But this is for, describing what. So, whether you marry like that, when you properly marry like that, or whether you don't marry, it makes no difference. Your life is the same exactly. You do the same austerities and same penances. Only thing is, a brahmachari doesn't produce a child, a married person produces a child. That's all. You see? So even so, when people have spent so much, even then the vanaprastha life is supposed to be so totally, you see, there must be more than sannyas, there must be renunciation. So even Mother Devahuti, who had done such spectacular service to her husband, she was just a young girl, 9 years or 10 years, she was so beautiful and dazzling, effulgent she came, and Kardama Muni himself was dazzling, but it was concealed because of all his you know, tapasya and hair and everything. But Manu could see, wow, you know, this here is the great personality. And he was also a young man. And he has already seen God. He has already done so much tapasya that God personally came. And his tapasya was so great that Vishnu himself shed tears of ecstasy. Not tears of, oh, Kadamuni had to do so much tapasya. And that was became that Bindu Sarovar or some place. What is that? Right? Rari Prabhu, it's near Ujjain, isn't it? Huh? Bindu Sarovar, isn't it? I can't hear. Anyway, I thought it was near, that Tirtha is there, near Ujjain I've been. Bindu Sarovar is called. In any case, became a lake. And you can see the third canto, right on top of it in Garuda, Vishnu is giving a beautiful darshan for Kadamuni. Kadamuni is standing and, meditating, and finally, not only is he seeing within, and he opens and he sees outside. And that point is going to be very important for that. What is the key to overcome mind in 1 second? If I forget, you can remind me. But, you know, we'll just come only to the second sentence of the purport. But in any case, the point is that this is, and even that Mother Devahuti who had done so much tapasya serving him, that Kardamamuni didn't even look at her. And whatever was needed, because he was a grihastha, now he had certain things to be done. But early morning, 3 o'clock, he'll get up and go to the river. That's the time, before that she had woken up and she's ready. And when he has gone out, she puts all the things that he needs for yajnas and this and that. When he comes in, he's gone, she's gone. He cannot be seen. And he's doing everything like, it was going on like that for thousands of years. So Satyuga. And she had become so weak and emaciated and everything. But later on, they actually produce the child after having done everything that is needed to produce the child, the last incidental act, to be together, enjoy. And he, all of you know, he created a great flying mansion and he went in that. But after that, finally, when he left for the forest, and she could not go with him because she had a male child, or at least it's going to come, and so, you know, she was staying back. Later, after hearing from Lord Kapila himself, philosophy, Sankhya philosophy, she did such tapasya, it is said that she did not even know whether she wore dress or not. And only her assistants would dress her up. She was completely, she had lost her external consciousness. So she did so much tapasya. So once our minds are filled with material things, you see, it is very difficult to get rid of them. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and gave a process which Srila Prabhupada condensed and crystallized. It is so simple that if we treat it carelessly, we can never, you know. So we are also required to do the same tapasya but in a different way. We cannot imitate them. And what is the tapasya? That tapasya is actually to render service. That's what Prabhupada says at the end. You see. So in Kali Yuga, whether one is a brahmachari or grihastha or vanaprastha or sannyas, well, at least when one is a brahmachari or grihastha, there's no question of vanaprastha, and some people take sannyas. It is all contaminated. Sannyas, let's forget, vanaprastha and grihastha, it's all contaminated stages. You see. So we have to be very, very careful. So as a brahmachari, of course, if you remain full, and there's no difference between brahmachari and sannyas, especially after a long time. And even if you read a newspaper, and if you get some news item, I've seen it will come back to haunt you. So reading newspapers is to be completely avoided, unless it's part of your service. Going to cinema, or, you know, talking about mundane things, it's completely to be avoided. And in Kali Yuga, all that is exactly equal to all this tapasya. So it is all there in the four regulative principles. Once when Prabhupada was going on a Juhu morning walk, it's it's there in Lilamrita, the red books. Then one devotee got left, a senior devotee. Then finally he said, oh my God, Prabhupada left, he ran. Prabhupada was walking in the beach and he didn't want to take the road. He took a shortcut and he came through the, side banks. And he had in his hurry not forgotten to even put the shoes, sandals, the western devotee. And he was there, there were so many taunts and he was dodging and taking and coming down. Prabhupada watched him, saw him coming from the beach and he waited. Finally, when he came, Prabhupada said, why did you come from that side? He said, oh, Prabhupada, I was late. And I didn't want to miss the morning walk and the conversation, so I ran. And Prabhupada said, why didn't you put the shoes? I forgot. Plus, I thought, anyway, it will be a good austerity. Prabhupada said, I have given you enough austerity in the form of four regulative principles. No need to add anything to it. So, following four regulative principles is not such a simple thing at all. You see, and you can't say, I just only read Times of India. It happens. I remember recently I was in America and I went to a diabetic, some doctor's clinic, and I was waiting there. He asked me to sit. Indian doctor was treating me free. And then I saw some magazines there, some New Yorker or something. I reached out and then I stopped it. Why am I automatically reaching out? This is nonsense. So I took, of course, then I said, let me just stand. And I always carried some book of Prabhupada. But that's what it is. Our senses are automatically attracted. And if you think it's a harmless thing, you are in for some great surprise, Prabhu. Because it's same as anything illicit. So what exactly then is this? So therefore Prabhupada says, if the disciple remains steady in the service of the spiritual master. So that's the way to conquer the original wife who goes with you life after life faithfully, very chaste. She never leaves you. You understand? That is your mind. Therefore, who was that Uttanapada's brother, king? Priyavrata. When Priyavrata was asked to come back from the forest, as a king he had gone up. Now to come back would be very nonsense, mantasi. And Brahma said, it's okay, even if you go to the forest, you've got a vice in the form of your mind. And if you have conquered it, it doesn't matter whether you're in the city or in the forest. It's for Krishna's service. Come back. Don't worry about it. That is Krishna consciousness. One very senior devotee, a good friend of mine, told me, from the very beginning days, he told me that when skip it. So, you see, if I tell the story, you probably might know who it is. And then, okay. I don't have his permission to say that, so I won't say it. Okay. So, what was I saying just before that? Huh? Priyavarta. You mean you are listening, really listening? So, Priyavarta, I was not listening. So Priyavarta, he said that. 9:40. I'll finish in a few minutes. Is that okay? Yeah. Okay, thanks. A little bit. Not too long. So, it is a fact. His mind is there. The mind means subtle body, and the subtle body is eternal in the material life. As long as you are in the material world, the subtle body will. Gross body may not be eternal, but subtle body is eternal in the material world. Therefore, the process of Krishna consciousness is supposed to, Lord Kapila says in the third canto, burn your subtle body so that there is no more material existence, as Prabhupada says. You see? So the process of Krishna consciousness, how does it occur? Because the most important tapasya for in Kali Yuga is what? Service to the lotus feet of the pure devotee, spiritual master. That is not... So Prabhupada came to offer himself to everybody. Suppose you have a disease and you go to somebody who says he's a doctor but he's not a doctor and he's treating you. And finally he found a person who is a doctor. What is the first thing that new doctor will ask you to do? Exactly. Stop all the old treatment. Whatever he has given you, stop it. You have to reject it. So, in this world there are so many pseudo gurus. Prabhupada came to save us from that. There are many types of gurus we see. Ridiculous. Now you come to Krishna consciousness, you look at it, looks ridiculous. But, actually, there are many people without guru, they are better than people with such gurus. Because if you are sick and you don't have a doctor, you are likely to die, but you might survive. There is something called spontaneous remission in medical history, documented. You can just get cured. But if you have a disease and you got a wrong doctor, you will definitely die. So if you don't have a guru, you may, you know, go to hell. But if you have a false guru, you will definitely go to hell. You see? And the first thing you have to do is not only you have to accept this new guru, but you have to reject that false guru. So many people don't even make the Krishna consciousness because we have some kula guru. They'll say. It's a very great thing. So Prabhupada writes in the Back to Godhead magazine, 1946. 1946, sir, is writing in Back to Godhead. I have that quote. You know, we can probably put it so that for the public when they come, it will be very good for them to save them from. So many types of false gurus they have. Some people say, my guru is better than yours because he has got a bigger beard than yours. People find, maybe. I don't know. I met one lady, she said, I have a guru who on Mondays is, you know, Shiva, on Wednesdays is Vishnu, he gives Vishnu Darshan, and on Fridays he gives Durga Darshan. No, it's actually, I told that Shiva is Shiva Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all 7 days of the week. And Vishnu is 7 days of the week is Vishnu. Durga is also. So how is it that your guru is changing? They themselves don't change. See, it's all nonsense. But people don't have the brain to actually distinguish. So the ability to understand the pure devotee spiritual master is giving me a chance to serve him and to enter into that service is a rare benediction given to only few souls. Although everybody can have it. Therefore, brahmanda brahmite kono bhagyavan jeev guru krishna prasade pai bhakti loto beej. Yes. The most important element of spiritual life. So Prabhupada writes that there are people who may think, oh, Prabhupada is nobody. Then, or he is dead and gone or something like that. Then, that's an offense. So Prabhupada says, not giving proper respect to the pure devotee spiritual master and giving respect to the non-bona fide spiritual master, they are both offenses of the same order. He is explaining the third offense, to disobey the orders of the spiritual master. He is writing like that. Wow. In 1946. It's so clear. So what is the point? The point is that when you get the pure devotee spiritual master, he is actually giving a service. That service has to be such, and that is his expertise, that 24 hours you are absorbed in that service. There's nothing more. When you do that, nothing matters. That's the tapasya. Therefore it is a Sri Rupa Manjari Pada E Mora Sampada E Mora Japa E Mora Pran. Wow. We have to see that. This is not just some ordinary song. He's saying that my service to Sri Rupa Manjari is actually my only sampad. So my only treasure. He said, this is my japa, this is my tapasya, this is my everything. Finished. So that is the process. When we actually serve, the pure devotee spiritual master is service. When we take it as the mission of our life, then you will actually see that he shows that what you see, everything is external to you. And it is also Krishna in a form in which he is trying to fulfill your desires. So to understand I am not the body is not sufficient. You have to understand I am not the gross body and the subtle body. And even to understand I am not the gross body and subtle body is not sufficient, you have to understand it is, they are, what are they? Yes? Huh? Krishna, not Krishna's energy. That is lower. But we will come, just like, you know, this is Krishna. This is not stone which is permeated with Krishna's energy. It's Krishna. Krishna is there in stone for somebody who wants to see stone. So Krishna's energy is one way of looking, but it's Krishna himself. That is Achintya Bheda Bheda. Next time we'll talk on that. So if you serve, that service, it is always characterized by the fact that it is all enveloping and consuming. You cannot have, that service grows and grows, that 24 hours is not enough. So in the Nectar of Devotion, in the very first page, and I think in the very first paragraph, Prabhupada writes that the chief characteristic of the service in Goloka is that the residents of Goloka are not so interested in personally being with Krishna. They are more interested in their service. That is right there in Nectar of Devotion in the beginning. 2 more minutes, wrapping up. So, the point is that when we realize that by the Guru's mercy, then you actually can see this external energy is also Krishna. Then you realize, but this is in a perverted form I am seeing because it is supposed to be meant for my service. Oh, I don't. So therefore, I am chanting and it is non-different from Krishna I am experiencing. And like Maitreya Kardama Muni, I open my eyes and I see Krishna in the form of his energy. It's the same thing. Bahir Narsimha Hrudaye Narsimho Narsimha Madhim Saranam Prabhatyai. Inside also Krishna, outside also Krishna. Krishne Tishtati Sarvametadakilam. Sarvametadakilam. All the acharyas have sung this. Hey Krishna, Rakshaswamam. You protect me. What is that? Krishna, Krishna, Rakshamam. Krishna, Krishna, Pahimam. What is that? I shall never forget you. So Krishna says that is coming from me. Remembrance and forgetfulness coming from me. What is that remembrance and forgetfulness? What is that verse in Bhagavad Gita? Is the verse right? Matta smriti jnanam apohanam cha. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto. Matta smriti jnanam apohanam cha. What is that? It's just like when, you know, a baby in the room, father hides himself behind the table. The baby comes inside the father room, baby doesn't see father, he starts, oh, and he crying. And Prabhupada exactly showed that with child Saraswati, right? And she was having a doll and he took it when she was not and put it in the back and she was such a baby she couldn't see. She started crying. Prabhupada said, that's how you should cry for Krishna. Where is Krishna? She was crying. It's like I saw one 4-year-old girl in the next door room in the guest house. I saw her a little earlier and I just humored her and gave her a little. Later on she was going with the parents. I said, kahan ja rahe ho tum? Oh, Krishna ko dekhne ke liye ja rahi hu. She didn't say, I am going to the temple. She said, Krishna ko dekhne ke liye ja rahi hu. Oh, so you are going to see Krishna. Please go. Let me not stop. That is Krishna consciousness. Mandir jata hu. Nahin, mandir nahi jata hu. Krishna ko dekhne ke liye ja rahi hu. Everybody set up a movement. Ramakrishna mission, Vivekananda mission. Even Birla set up a mandir for Vishnu, it's called Birla Mandir, not Vishnu Mandir. Oh, you come to Kanpur, Birla Mandir, dekha aap. But Prabhupada's movement was never called Prabhupada's movement. That's the pure devotee. It's called Hare Krishna movement. Most people may not even know Prabhupada's name. That's called a devotee. Therefore, we should know how much Krishna is going to make Prabhupada famous. This is nothing. We think Krishna is going to make Prabhupada famous in a way that we cannot even imagine. Buddha came 2000 years, everybody is forgotten mostly. But Jesus came, or even Ramanujacharya came 1000 years ago, nobody is following. But Prabhupada is going to be followed for 10,000 years. He's going to become more and more famous. Prithivite ache nagaradi grama sarvatra hoiva prachar mara prachar mara naam prachar, Lord Chaitanya said. But what he didn't say is that in the same way in every town and village, in every house, Prabhupada will be famous. It will come. No, you'll see it. There's nothing, it's not even a prediction. It's going to happen. It's everywhere. People are going to say, Prabhupada said this in his book. There is one fantastic Vyas Puja offering by Shivaram Swami some years ago. You know, he sent a letter that, I better not talk about that. So coming back, this is the point. And when you actually understand, right, by the mercy of the pure devotee, spiritual master, when you serve him, the result you get is in one stroke, just like that. Just like that, in one stroke. Right? You actually will become completely free of every material connection. And then you have to maintain it. That is when you realize that I'm actually not interested in going back to God. You see? Just like somebody wakes you up. The room may be dark. It's a very important analogy because it's there in the Bhagavad Gita. The room is dark and you are sleeping, it is total darkness. When you wake up, it's still dark. You don't know where you are, but you are awake. And if you go back to sleep now, and that's, therefore, when Prabhupada said, Krishna is more interested in taking you back to Godhead than we are, we can realize it more when we actually get liberated. Then we will see, but my God, now I just have to stay in this process, but I'm still forgetting Krishna. What a fool I am. See, you can experience that. Then you say, oh, this is what Prabhupada said. It goes like that. So Prabhupada said, I gave that example, but it should make more sense now. It's like if you want to actually take a blade and cut this, not this, this is spiritual, some wooden thing. In the house. You have to go, trrr, 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 you have to do it. But you have a power saw, you put it there, zzz. Like that, all other process of purification, life after life after life after life, bhavanandan manamante. But, Krishna consciousness, when you actually serve the pure devotee spiritual master and get his mercy, is instantaneous, zoom, your Krishna consciousness, whoa. Now what am I going to do? My God, I can't blame anybody. You realize now I have to be very careful. But that's the reality. It can happen and it will only happen when you unreservedly serve. That's what, after saying all this about women dressing their hair and leaving it in mat, and finally Prabhupada says, if the disciple remains steady in the service of the spiritual master, he need no longer fear of falling down into the clutches of Maya. So that's why Prabhupada says all other yoga systems are like going through different floors, but Krishna consciousness is taking the elevator. It's not just an analogy. It is a real thing. Why? Yasya prasadat, Bhagavat prasado. What's the next line? Yasya? Yasya prasadat, Bhagavat prasado. Yasya? Aprasadat nagati kutopi. Dhyayam stuvam stasya. Most people sing yashastri sandhyam. No. Dhyayam stuvam stasya yashastri sandhyam. Yashas means kirti. I shall throughout the day sing his glories. Isn't it? You preach to somebody, you have given him mercy. They have become Krishna conscious. But if he goes to some other temple and he is not in touch with you can't say, without my mercy, now you are gone. So, we get mercy from everybody, all the Vaishnavas. But yasya aprasadat. No matter where you go, you can't afford to be not in touch with the divine grace. See? And if we serve, then this great thing, there's no other way. If you see in that verse, Nachatras, not that, Shraddhavan Labhate Jnanam verse in third canto, third chapter of Bhagavad Gita. In that verse, Prabhupada say, Krishna says, one who has got Shraddha, faith, he actually achieves Jnanam. What is that Jnana? Not that Jnanis of the materialists who are trying to put end to material suffering. Devotees are indifferent to it. Sukho dukhe bhulo nako vadane harinam korore. Sukho dukhe. That one, we don't care whether in sukha or dukha. So devotee is serving. Then he gets that knowledge by which he can see Bahir is Hari, Andar is Hari. You see? That is it. And you realize, I am with Krishna in this world and it's all perverted because outside, not in the temple. It's all, for my false ego. I better be with Krishna in his name because then I'm his servant. So I'm always with Krishna, but being with Krishna in his name is better than being with him through his, through matter I'm being with him. Therefore you chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So when we chant, it is a very, very serious process. When you chant, it is described how to perform Ashtanga Yoga, Krishna describes. Sucho, they say, Ekante, alone in a clean place. Everything applies to chanting. And then, ekagraha, with one pointed thing, all that is included. So when we want to chant, we have to sit, and we have to pray. Oh, now I'm going to chant, Srila Prabhupada. And I say, now one round, nothing other than hearing this sound, that's all. And you have to go. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Before I started, I said I'm going to chant 18 times. Like that is 108. I didn't care whether anyone was going to listen or not. I'm going to chant. Out. Finished. No more material existence. Real surround sound. You just have to hear that. That's all. Nothing else. No more. No less. This is chanting. Not this is. I'm not claiming I chant. But I'm saying, I'm trying to share some realizations. It's nothing to do with me. Just like if I say, look at the moon, it's so beautiful. I'm not trying to boast about my finger, hand. The moon is being praised. So it's not about me chanting, it's about the holy name. That's the only process. So when we say, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, at least when we chant, we should have Hare Nama and nothing else. No more listening to the mind. No more. That chanting has to be completely only that sound, nothing else. And if we don't chant like that, we are finished. And in the Shraddhavan Labhate Jnanam, Prabhupada says, over and above chanting, not only you have to chant like, completely, only. Chaudha bhuvana, aur kuch nahi hai. That is said. In 14 worlds, there is nothing. Nama bina, kichu nahi yara, chaudha bhuvana, something like that. He's saying, in the 14 worlds there is nothing other than Nam. That means what? No more external consciousness. So if you want to get to that platform, Prabhupada says, over and above that, one must control his senses. Sometimes we believe that by chanting we will become purified. And I personally, for myself, I thought once, if I keep thinking like that, it is Namnad Balad Yasihi Papa Buddhi. That means I am chanting and I'll continue to do sinful activities, and I'm saying, no, I'm chanting, chanting will take care. That's an offense. So the cessation of material activities must be done voluntarily. To think that, and then we can chant for Krishna's pleasure. I mean, these are higher standards. I mean it's not that you should ask, Prabhupada said, just, yeah, it's all fine. Yes, of course. We can all have, but this is, at least we can take a peek. If when we actually sweep a room, you can think, oh, so much dirt I have removed. Or you can think, oh, so much dirt I have not removed. So in my class, I usually take the second approach. What is the dirt that is there, how to remove? Of course, we can also always think, oh, I have done so much cleaning. That's also another way to encourage yourself to go on. But if you have cleaned the whole room, then you must think, I have not cleaned, where is more dirt? So it's another level of going. So sometimes my message may look discouraging, but it's not. So over and above chanting, controlling the senses means serving the pure devotee, spiritual master. Because that's the way to control the senses. And when that service will lead you to completely give up. Prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan. Krishna says, that's it. The only way you become a yogi, to give up every desire, and they cannot be given up one by one. It's like, you know, you want to wet your dress, you can put a little mug is there, you can put it little here, but you jump into the well, one stroke. So you jump into Krishna consciousness, instantaneous process. But it is an instantaneous process, but that instant when it will occur is dependent on how you serve the pure devotee spiritual. Otherwise, it is said, Bahukoti Kale, you can go on chanting. But if you committed the 10 aparadh, and you will not get fructification. And the way to avoid the 10 aparadh, the one and only way is to simply be completely immersed in the service. That's what ISKCON is meant for. When we are in that mood, we are in the fire, everyone who comes will get benefit. Any questions or comments? I don't know whether I said anything useful. Sorry, I took so much time. Just went on like that. Any questions or comments? Otherwise, we'll stop.